Hello, welcome to the Monday, August 24th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Friday, Pratt published a diary about Operation Vindigo, an actor or group that he observed for a while now, which apparently is sort of reducing its traffic and its activities somewhat over the last month or so. And he's essentially asking for reports, what others are seeing from this particular group. At the same time, also, Zscaler noted that a lot of the recent neutrino exploit kit traffic that Zscaler is reporting apparently is coming from compromised WordPress sites. Now, this in itself isn't really anything surprising. WordPress sites have been used over and over in order to spread malware. If you do run WordPress, please make sure that not only the WordPress software itself is up to date, but also all the plugins that you may have loaded into WordPress. Now, security professionals have been complaining about passwords for quite a while now, and vendors try to keep coming up with alternatives. For example, on Androids, you have these Android lock patterns as an alternative to passwords. In particular, with mobile devices, of course, the minimal keyboards that you typically find on a mobile device are really not all that useful to enter a complex password. Created off the Norwegian University of Science and Technology now did a more systematic study of Android lock patterns, and no real surprise here, but what they found was that many of these patterns repeat. While there is a good number of possible patterns, about 1 of 10 patterns used is actually a letter. So, for example, a C-O-N. Now, you can't even really draw all the letters with the limited 3x3 grid that is available on these devices. But what it essentially means is that it is pretty likely that someone is able to brute force the pattern. Another little interesting thing they found is that the letter being used is typically an initial of the owner or the owner's spouse. We have seen similar issues in the past with, for example, the picture-based login that came up in Windows 8, where really once you look at the patterns that people actually pick, you do find that even though there is a wide range of patterns available, they tend to gravitate to very few patterns, making it relatively easy to guess a pattern and unlock the device. And also on Friday, Apple released an update for QuickTime for Windows. Essentially, it fixes some of the problems that were fixed in recent releases of OS X. Now, the vulnerabilities being patched here do affect some of the codecs that are part of QuickTime. You should have, at this point, version 7.7.8. And dating site Plenty of Fish apparently has been targeted by malicious advertisements. An advertisement network used by Plenty of Fish has been distributing malware to the users of the sites. Now, other sites may have been affected, of course, as well. We have seen lots of these malicious advertisements being distributed over the last year or so. Of course, after the Ashley Madison breach, there is a lot of attention when it comes to these online dating sites. In this case, it's not the result of a breach of the site, but just malicious advertisements essentially being posted on the site for pay. And for many years now, Microsoft pretty much every month published a cumulative update for Internet Explorer, which usually included a large list of vulnerabilities that were fixed in that respective update. Going forward, Microsoft explains with Windows 10, in particular with the Windows Edge browser. Microsoft will only list what it considers significant vulnerabilities as part of these cumulative updates. So the update will still fix all the problems that were discovered, similar to the old cumulative updates, but you will get less details about what actually was patched. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again to ThreatStop for sponsoring this podcast. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.